Zog de Gemara, Dav Kuf Hei, Omid Aleph, the third line from the top. Reb Chananya Bar Shalme, the Talmid de Rav, have a Yasve Besu Doso. Reb Chananya Bar Shalme and the Talmid of Rav were sitting by his Suda. Vekoi Alayu Rav Amnuna Sova. Rav Amnuna Sova was serving them. Omrulei. So they told him, Zil Chozi, go outside and take a look. I Mekadesh Yoima. If they were eating Friday afternoon, towards the end of the day. Now, they weren't sure yet when it's turning Shabbos. Go outside and look, imekadesh yoima, if it turned night yet. Nafsik, if it did turn Friday night, if it's Shabbos. So nafsik, we will stop our meal, v'nikvaya l'shabbato, and we'll be kaveya, the continuation of the meal at Shabbos, which is the din of Rabbi Yehuda of mafsikin. That's what Rashbam learned. Meaning they held like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need nakiras ha-shulchan. You have to stop your meal, not just peres mapa mekadesh. That's Shmuel's shita, but rather akiras ha-shulchan. Stop. You have to bench. You happen to have not been able to bench first because benching requires a kosher bracha, and that means drinking before kiddush. But rather, because of that reason that we learned earlier, the gears is that you make kiddush and then you bench. But the point is, see what time it is. See if it's night yet. Mekadesh yoyme nafsik v'nikvila shabbata. Dr. Ashbam, nafsik. The first word line, Bakira Shulchan. V'nikvaya l'sudusena b'shabbat l'shem Shabbos. Zog di Gemara. Omaluhu loy tzichisu. So, he said to them, you don't have to do this. It's not necessary. Zog di Rashbam loy tzichisu l'hafsik Bakira Shulchan. K'de l'havdu ben tzudusko l'sudus Shabbos. You don't have to have a pick up the table and make a ganz akira shulchan. Why? Shabbat kove nafsha. Shabbos is kaveh itself. That means Shabbos itself is kaveh itself. Explains the Rashbam, how is Shabbos kaveh itself? Zog Rashbam l'sudoso. Shabbos kove nafsha l'sudoso de ma'acha shiyoy seras leinu lechol. Since you're not allowed to eat once it's turned Shabbos because you can't eat before Kiddush. Me'ato. You can't eat from now. Below Kiddush, ein l'cho hefse gol mizeh. This is a hefzik. Ume atzmo suda Shabbos cheshiva nivdelas misudas choil. V'day lochem beprisas mapa v'kiddush. So he basically told him back, that looks like Shmuel. And why is it like Shmuel? Because you don't need a hefzik of akira shulchan. The hefzik of Shabbos itself is considered a hefzik. What's the hefzik? This is the greatest hefzik. The fact that you cannot eat because you can't eat before kiddush. So meila ein lochem hefzik golem mizeh. Those are the words of the Rashbam. Now, the reason why this is a Chiddush is because it's mashma over here, you need a hefsik. I hold like a Yehuda. Just you don't need a hefsik of Akira Shulchan. You can have a hefsik because of Shabbos Kaveri Ba'atzma. But it's not the pshat, you do not need a hefsik. According to Rabbi Yossi, Eim Afsikin. Rabbi Yossi Shita is Eim Afsikin. Norvos, Eim Afsikin, continue eating. Continue eating, finish your weekday meal, and even bench, and then you make Kiddush. Where's Kiddush Makam Suda? Kiddush words retroactive on the Suda earlier, even if it was Suda's Choyl. So teach us Tosis, I explained to Rabbi Yossi, and Dafkuf Amar Aleph, a Mafsikin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mafsikin. Well, the Rashbam earlier on Dafkuf learned, and I'll read the Lush of the Rashbam on Dafkuf Amar Aleph, in Dibra Maskil, Oma Loi Rashbag, in Kein Loi Nafsik. 10 lines before the bottom. Not the Mamasal Yafsik. V'loik Rav Yossi. Around 12 lines before the bottom. The Omar, meaning Shmuel Shita, is not like Rav Yossi and not like Rav Yehuda. That's what the Gemara said. That Shmuel of Peres Mapa is not like Rav Yossi, not like Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Ein aloik Rav Yehuda v'loik Rav Yossi. Zok the Rashbam. The Omar ain't Zok Lafsik. He's not like Rabbi Yossi that says you don't have to be afsik at all. Eliyik masudasi, you continue eating. Afilu mechshecha. V'yavoch mechsamozin. V'ach maybe like koshen lekiddush hayoyim k'ritan lekamam b'shmeitzin. That's not what Shmuel holds. But what does he hold? Rather, he holds elaperes mapa ala meichel k'din kol Shabbos sois hashana shaviu lechem ala shulchan koyim kiddush k'ritan lekamon inami mishum siluk p'tura. Meaning, the reason why your Paris Mapa is either like every Shabbos, as Kovet Shabbos, or Mishum Siluk Ptura, to, so to speak, remove away the Choldik bread. Zogt Rashbam, and these are the words that seem contradictory. V'nira be'enai, the svira leila Shmuel, the halachik Reb Yosi. K'rektoni be'braise, shekov halachik Moisoi, ela shebo lahachmir al atzmei k'tzatz, shelo yigmar sudosei v'yikadesh achakach, ela yikadesh tchilo v'achar yigmar sudosei. Steht on Rashbam that Shmuel Shita is like Reb Yosi. Norvos, he's machmir a little more. Reb Yosi says just continue eating. He's machmir a little more. But he etz him, he holds aim af sikin like Reb Yosi. Just he's machmir on Reb Yosi. But la hachmir al atzmik tzas, shalai yigmar sudosu v'yikadish. You don't just finish a meal, and afterwards you mekadish. No. Eli yikadish tchila v'acha yigmar sudosu. That's the whole difference. I hold like Reb Yosi, but I machmir a little more. The Rashbam over here says, behetin alak yet. The Rashbam over here says, Shmuel holds mafsikin, just not aide akira shulchan, but rather Shabbos kaveh ba'atzmoy, ein l'cho, hefzikol mizeh. Yesh la'ayin, what's the lomdus in Shmuel? The Shmuel's din of Peres Mapa, is it Reb Yosi's din of ein mafsikin, just his machmir lo more like the Rashbam says, afkuf, or is it Reb Yehuda's shita, that it's mafsikin, like the Rashbam says over here, just not al yedei akira shulchan, but mafsikin bis Shabbos kaveh la'atzmoy. Zok the Gemara. So basically, the Shakavtayin, the Gemara was between the Shamish and these Amaroyim, do you have to be Oike Shulchan, like they held? And he said back, no, Shabbos Kavod Afsha. You don't have to be Akil Shulchan. You can do Poyos Mapa Mekadish. That's Ein Lechef Segolam Izeh. Zok the Gemara, how do we know Shabbos Kavod Afsha, Shabbos Kavod Afsha?
Then you brought a coin from the previous meal.
Peres Mapa does not require Bracha Choyna. Peres Mapa, if you made a Hagofen by the previous meal, like by Purim, then you don't make another Hagofen. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Gemara as follows. So the Gemara continues, Shabbos, Koval, and Nafsha. The Omer Rav. 10 lines from the top. The Omer Rav. Kishem she Shabbos Kavas LaMaiser. Just like Shabbos Kavas LaMaiser. That means, Achilas Arai, one is allowed to eat when before something is taken off, as long as it's an achilas arei before gemar melacha. After gemar melacha, that's also. But before gemar melacha, achilas arei is mutter before its maaser was taken off. But Shabbos, because of oinik Shabbos, it's so special. Everything you eat, so then even achilas arei is also. Shabbos itself is kaveh lemaaser. So kashem she Shabbos kavas lemaaser, kach Shabbos kavas lekiddush. The same lomdus, just like it's kaveh lemaaser, it's a kvias. So who are then it's kaveh lekiddush? And Memela Shabbos Kaveh, and you don't have to make anything. You don't have to be Oikah Shulchan. Zok Rashbam, Kishem Shkavas LaMaisa Pirush. Zok Rashbam, Kishem Shkavas LaMaisa Pirush. Achilas Arai, just like it's Kaveh LaMaisa, meaning Achilas Arai is Mutter the Shabbos. Achilas Arai is ready also. The Shabbos Chashvi Oisa Kva. Shabbos makes it Kva. LaMaisa, B'Meseches Beya Mishum Dahava Oinig. Achilas kudus kol shudido kvahu. Okay, so you're not allowed to eat achilas arai even on Shabbos. But when it comes to something that's amusa, so who are then? It's kaveh al kiddush. Zog the Gemara. Sova mino ki heich de kaveh al kiddush kach kaveh avdolah. Now the Gemara says as follows: just like you're not allowed to eat before kiddush, Shabbos is kaveh. So too, when it comes Shabbos afternoon, you're eating shal shudus. You're not allowed to continue eating once it turns night. It's kaveh avdolah. Now we don't hold like that, obviously, but that's Mar's Avina. Ki heich the kaveh Shabbos the kiddush, kach kaveh Shabbos, kach kaveh avdolah. Just like by kiddush, we said you have to be paris mapa and stop. We're saying not be, at least paris mapa. So to avdolah Shabbos afternoon when you're eating, you have to be paris mapa and make avdolah. Zok the Rashbam. Kishem shekavas the kiddush she'osa litoim. You're not allowed to eat until you're mekadish. Can't continue eating. Alma mishachashecha yichshuva achilas Shabbos me'alel. Automatically becomes through the Shabbos. You can't eat before Kiddush. Kach kavaz l'avdola. You're not allowed to eat before avdola. Kach yitziyosu kavaz l'avdola. Shem yoishven ala shulchan v'chashecha. It turns dark from the Shabbos. Osa lechol achi avdilu. Va'ap bishleh hipsik sudoson. Even though they weren't mafsik the suda, you can't eat. What do you have? You don't have to be mafsik the suda, but you can't continue eating. You're eating before avdola. So what do you have to do? Poyres mapu mavdil. She yitziya Shabbos. Oisatun bachilo bachilo v'kavan lavdol v'kavas lavdola. That's Gemara's havamina. Zog the Gemara, Omrav Amram, Hochyom Rav lekiddush kavas v'lo lavdola kavas. It's only kaveh for kiddush, but for avdola is not kaveh. Zog the Rashbam, why? The Chavon Sheyeschem Yisudah Shabbos Moed Yoim, since he started in the daytime, Shabbos afternoon, Zeh Kvod Shabbos. Faker, it's Kvod Shabbos to extend your meal. Sheye Goyim Esudosoy, to serve a Shabbos, correct? And to continue a meal. Aflacha Sheyech Sheyech. When you finish and you bench, that's in your mavdil. We don't have to be poris mapa Shabbos afternoon and make avdol.
What would have
the Gemara's hamin was just you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before avdol. We know you can't eat before avdol. That's a true din. So you might think Shabbos is kaveya that now it's over Shabbos and you're eating before avdol. Zok the Gemara vayt v'hani mili, meaning this that we said to avdol is not kaveya. To have to be stopped the suda. That's only when you. In the midst of eating, you have to stop. Like we just said, you're not allowed to start a meal. Zok the Taz, it's brought down the Reish Sarites. We hold after Shkia, you don't wash. But Lemaisa, how much after Shkia? Zok the Taz by Ben Ashmosh, when it's Sofik HaShecha, which itself is a question how much that is. Is that 9 minutes? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Whatever the amount is, by Sofik HaShecha, because of the Chiv of Sal Shudas, he says he's still allowed to wash, you're allowed to start. It's, you're not allowed to start after that man, but Sofik HaShecha you could. However, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, the Asa, and B'di'evet, we're Soymech a few minutes after Shkia, not in Batal Shal Shudas, to wash still. But let's call Aschelinon, the Gemara says, Aschelah Loim Aschelinon.
How many minutes do you do after Shal
Shudas? It depends who you ask. If you ask someone that says Shkia, then it's Shkia.
Yes, Kim,
you had 72 minutes. Not 72. Zog the Vahani Mili, a few minutes after Shkia were Mekel. A few minutes. Zog di Gemara. But not Lechatchila, it's B'dievet. Not B'shad every week you roll in and you start davening Mincha before Shkia. No.
Lechatchila
Shkia. Zog di Gemara, unless you're going to do any time Shkia, I'm talking about if you're going with the Chumra of Shkia. The Chumra of Shkia. Just like you don't do Malacha on Erev Shabbos. Zog di Gemara. Umifsik nami loy amoron ela bachila. That which we said, that if you started the suda, you don't have to stop for avdola. That's only when you're eating. You wash and you're eating. Avol b'shtia. But if, let's say, you started drinking, even though you started in the daytime, but now it turns shkia, so you have to stop. Avol b'shtia loy. Shtia is not considered choshev enough that you're allowed to continue eating it. You have to stop when it turns night and you have to be mavdil. Zog to Ashbam v'hani milid loy mafsik l'achila, avol l'shtia lav davo choshevu, u'mafsik u'mavdil. And Tosh says in the small divan maschav l'shtia mafsikin pirush shtia beloy suda. We're talking about you drinking without washing. The aim book kvias, it doesn't have a kvias. Ulekach mafsikin, so you have to be mafsik. Explains the Bein Peretz brought down in the Motcha that since shtia doesn't have a kvias, so memela every sip that you take is like a new haschola. It's not choshev, so it's like a new haschola. You're not allowed to drink before avdolah. So the Gemara here clearly says wash you're allowed to, you're allowed to continue eating, and drink you can't even if you start a beheta. You have to stop. What about other food items in between? So the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly in Reish Tzadites, Paris is all salsa. You can't just eat fruits and continue eating after the Zman of Shkia during Shal Shudas. You have to wash. Like Abi Pasa, Bobi Kisna Mizonis, he seems to say the same thing. The Shmir Shabbos Kachosa says that maybe he's mistopic, maybe Pasa Bobi Kisna has that maila too, that ain't mafsikin. Continues the Gemara, like Abi Shtir, that you have to be mafsik. Vishtir, Namala Amor, and the drink that we're discussing is that you're not allowed to start, we're talking about, is Elo Bechamro Veshicha. That's your din that we said. When it comes to drinking water, you're allowed to even start before Avdolah, unlike Friday night. Zok Rashbam, Vulei Amoron, Aschule Namiloy El Chamga Veshicha. Those you can't start. Avamaya Leslambo, you're allowed to drink water before. Zok the Mogo, Pligi the Ravuna, Chazilau Gava, the Shosamaya, Koidem Avdolah. Ravuna saw someone drinking water before Avdolah. Omale, Le Mitzvah Ma Me Askra, aren't you scared of Askra? The death that comes about through choking. And like Tosha says over here, it's mida keneged mida. You must be a groinoi, so you're chonek. And asker is like chenek. The tonim mishmeid rabbi kiva kol atoim, klum koim shiavle misosa ba'askero. However, the Gemara says, rabbonu dever avashi loy kapti amai, they weren't makbid on drinking water. To drink water before Avdolah, they weren't makbid on. To drink before Kiddush were makbid. For Avdolah, not. And that's la locha, we paskin like that. As covered Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. And that's how we paskin behedya in Reish Ayin Aleph. Bashenkin and Reish Sarites, before Avdolah, one is allowed to drink water if necessary.
Now, like Gabi, the Koshel Brocha, Birchas Hamozen, if someone is makbid on Koshel Brocha, that you're allowed to drink, and it's not called drinking before Avdolah, that's called the Chelik of the Suda.
Zog the Gemara, Boy Mnei Ravina Merav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mishla Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos. A new question. If someone did not make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. Maushi kaddish v'hoylich kol hayom kuloi. Because you still make kiddush Shabbos day. Now, we make hagofen Shabbos day, but that's not kiddush. When I'm a kaddish yom, that's hagofen. As covered through the Shabbos, the show it's through the Shabbos. But the kiddush, the kaddish of Shabbos, if you didn't do it Friday night, could you do Shabbos day? Oh, my lay.
Did he daven
Marv? He daven, when he was a yoytze, we took him alakois. Alakois. Oh, my lay. Mida amri b'nei rabchia. Mishal ahidl b'motze Shabbos. Listen to the most tushtel. If someone did not make Avdol on Motze Shabbos, the halacha is, you have a whole week, doesn't mean a whole week, Dr. Ashbam, ad revi b'Shabbos, until Wednesday, because from Wednesday on, it's already considered the next Shabbos. So, mavdu v'hoylech kol Shabbos kuloi, so just like this is in Ashlomah, in Avdolah, until Wednesday, hochanami, mishle kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadish v'hoylech kol yom kuloi, you can mekadish the Ashlomah until Shabbos day also, all inclusive. Until Shabbos afternoon also, it's need be, if need be. Now, there's a big lomdus over here. Right. What did you say?
You make the Friday night kiddush.
No, you forgot to make. Mishaloi kiddush. Yeah. Did not make. Could he do it Shabbos day or not? That's my question. Zokumar, just like Avdolah, you can be mashim until Wednesday, so to kiddush, you can do Shabbos day. Now, the reason why this is a big lomdus is as follows.
Kiddush is a Friday night.
There's a machloikish, Rishonim. If this kiddush that you forgot to make Friday night, you're making it daytime, is it tashlum in the kedin? Or the kiddush in the daytime is because that's the ikas man. The Torah says it's tashlum in the kedin. The Rambam says clearly, it's the ikas man. You still can be mekadish. That's his man. Now the question is, the nafkamina would be, if the mechaschinach brings his nafkamina, if you maze it belaila, tashlumin is only for shogig and oinus. If someone be maze it, does not make kiddush, there's no tashlumin on maze it. Tashlumin is only on shogig or oinus. So if you maze it belaila, if it's midin tashlumin, there's no tashlumin. But if it's midin ikazman, so then you can make it even b'mezid. And that's what the Rambam paskens behedya. Even if b'mezid and not make kiddush, you can make kiddush Shabbos day. Now the question is, the fact that the Gemara compares it to Havdalah we know is midin tashlumin. Mechassinich brings this also. If let's say a person's an oinen on Matzah Shabbos, then there's no din that you have to make mavdol to Wednesday. Because it's only a din tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if you're chayev on step A. If you're chayev on step A and you couldn't do it, you mashlim step B. But if a person was an oinin, he wasn't chayev, there's no din tashlumin of avdolah. It's a machloikas al kaponim. But if you're going with that sad the pashtus, that there's no din ashlama because avdolah is only if you're mechuyev, and it's a din ashlama, if you're not mechuyev, din ashlama. So Gemara compares it over here to avdolah, which is a tashlumidik din. So according to the Rambam, that says clearly that even b'mezid, you can make kiddush Shabbos day. So we see it's not a din tashlumin. It's a din be'etzim, the ikas man is on Shabbos day. So based on Reb Chaim's Yisoid, Reb Chaim Stenzel says that there's two dinim in tashlumin. There's a din in tashlumin by tefillah, the moshel. If you didn't daven shachris, you have a din ashlama to daven by mincha. No one's going to say the ikas man of shachris is also by mincha. No, that's a klar din tashlumin. Then there's another din tashlumin. There's a din tashlumin l'moshul that you can bring a carbon 7 days of the regal. That din is an ikas man. Why? Because if a person lets it, because aloch is, if a person couldn't, was potter from the first day, then he doesn't bring it all 7 days. Now, even though this man is the whole regal, this man is the ikas man is 7 days, so we see it's another din tashlumin. Yes, this man is 7 days, but if you were potter the first day, then there's no din. So it's another type of din tashlumin. It's a tashlumin that the ikas man is 7 days. Because if you're potter the first, you don't bring it, the carbon. But the ikas man is taka 7 days. So the same thing over here. La'olam, that's together over here. La'olam, it's a tashlumin like avdolah. Meaning, kiddush in the daytime is a din tashlumin like avdolah. We compare it to avdolah. Or in his potter. You don't say till dalet. But the Rambam still holds that even b'mezid, you can do Shabbos day. Because taka ikas man is Shabbos day. You have a gather of tashlumin, that it's ikas man, and it's still a din tashlumin. Just like we find by a carb in 7 days, it's a din tashlumin, but still at the same time, the ikas man is 7 days. Zogtum alvaita. Eis vei leil Shabbos ve leil yontif. An leil Shabbos and leil yontif. Yesh ben kiddush ala kois. You make kiddush. That's mekadosh ha-Shabbos, mekadosh yisol v'azmanim. V'yesh ben askol v'bich samozen. You say yalav yovoi. Shabbos v'yontif, mashek in the daytime. Ein bem kiddush ala kois. You don't make kiddush in the daytime. V'yesh, gofen, but not kiddush, meaning the kiddush of Shabbos. V'yesh v'askol v'bich samozen. And you mask, you say v'tzein yalav yovoi. Frek the Gemara, v'yis ha-gadayt chmish la kiddush b'erev Shabbos. Mekash v'yalach kol yom kuloi. We're saying now that you can make it up. And you say kiddush even Shabbos day. So Shabbos v'yontav nam mishkachs lo diyesh men kedush ala kois. So why do we say there's no kedush ala kois? There is kedush ala kois if you forgot to say Friday night. So the Gemara, why? Di lo kiddush me'uta mekadosh l'mochor. Omalei, di iloi katoni. That's not fair. When it's la'olam taka, just like Avdolah Yom Mashlim, you can mekadosh in the daytime. But don't ask me from a braisa that says that Shabbos in the day, there's no kiddush ala kois. Either is if you forgot, that's only if you forgot. But the Eloi Katoni, this Bryce is not talking about a case of the E.
Zok the Rashbam, the Eloi Katoni, the Tana loy bala hoyros lo nadin odom ha-peisheya, oy she'ira loy mikra v'loy kim devechachomim. The Bryce is not going to say a case of a person being peisheya. Is there a din that you say it in the daytime? I'm out of there is. But the Bryce is not going to say a case of a person is peisheya and negligent and it did not say kiddush by night. So stomach kiddush is in the night and not in the daytime. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Eisvei.